Today is Daf Tadak Dalad. We're on Tadak Gimel Amud Beis. We're up to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said that one wolf is not an ones. One wolf is a you fight off the wolf.
Right.
The Gemara says Vatanya. There's a brayser that says Zev Echad ones. One wolf is an ones. It is. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, like, no, that's not the same thing. Hahi b'shas mashlachas to the Avim. That's the time when Hashem is angry and He sends wolves. Like Rabbi Yehuda, said in the Mishnah, that's a problem. Then you have to worry about even one wolf. Philistim, hare, ze ones. We said listim is an ones. So why? Because how could you stop them? So Gemara says, 1 second, amai. Why is that true? Lugi gavra lahade gavra. It's one against one. Why is that an ones? So I'm a rab. Listim is zuyin because they have weapons. So that's not a fair fight. Say Barlahu, list the Mizuyan, Viro Mizuyamahu. What if the shepherd also has a weapon? So he's not afraid of that gun. I also have a gun. What's the difference? Me, I'm reading to do. We say Uki Gavral Hade Gavra. He pit one against one. So why should that be an ordinance? Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Hi, Moser Nafshe, Vahai Lo Moser Nafshe. The robber is putting his life on the line. He knows when he goes out every morning, he can get killed. He takes that risk. Shepherd? The most peaceful, calm job in the world. What do you want from this guy? Yeah. And Moser Nefesh to, right? And Mistabra, it's Mistabra, the high Moser Nafshe, the high low Moser Nafshe. It's Mistabra like that. Shepard not putting his life on the line. Okay, he comes protected 100%. Doesn't mean he's willing to die, unlike a robber that sets every morning. It's his profession, right? He knows, he goes up in the morning, my life is on the line today. Amalei Abaye L'Rava, Ashkechei Roeh, if you find a shepherd, Ashkechei Roeh, if a shepherd finds the ganav, I'm not sure what this means, Amalei tells the ganav is saria, a ganav is foul, right? Beduch Taplanya Yasivnan, in this place, in this place over here, kach v'kach gavre ikka b'hadon. What does that mean?
He says, Hashem met the bandit, the Amalei, and he said to him, Tarya, rotten thief.
Rotten what?
Rotten thief.
Rotten thief. Beduchta planya yasivnan.
Such and such a place, we are in camp.
We're in camp. But kach v'kach gavri ikabadan. We have so many men. Kach v'kach kalbi ikabadan. We have so many dogs. Kach v'kach zuksa piska psikalon. So many other kinds.
Slingshot.
V'azil. V'shakal minei mai, and now that like basically you did it to scare the guy away,
yeah,
right? Tries to scare him away.
Yeah.
So Amalei, hare holichon lamakim gedu dechayev v'listim. You took the animals to a place with his robbers. You tried to talk your way out of it, but you were not successful. Therefore, it's as if you that's not an ones. That's not an ones. Walking into a lion's den is not an ones. Going into a bad neighborhood. No, but I'm going to tell him. I'm going to talk about him. I'm going to threaten him. What kind of thing is that? They're not afraid of your threats. Okay. Next. Master Shomer Chinam, Lihios Pater Mishvua. You could. Shomer Chinam could make a condition. I'm going to watch that. I'll watch it for you. No, but I'm not swearing. I'm not coming to Bezin to make a Shvua. If something happens to it, you have to take my word for it. That's all. Can you do that?
No.
Yes. Says the Mishnah, yes. Vashoel Leo's Pater Milashalim. A shawl could say, I'll borrow that item from you. Like, it's not holding any cards. But I'm only going to borrow it on condition. I don't have to pay if I break it. Nosis Socher, Shomer Socher, Vaha Socher, and a Socher. Leo's Paturin Mishvua, Umilashalim. They could make a Shvua to be Pater and not have to pay. Right? They can make all those arrangements, right?
Beforehand,
right. Now, the very next line of the Mishnah says, "Kol hamas dalmasha kasa b'Torah, tanai batal." Any tanai that you make that goes against the Torah, the tanai is batal, which seems to contradict the first half of the Mishnah.
Right.
But the Gemara will get to that. Before we get to that, there's one thing in the Mishnah that's not mentioned. There's one type of payment that's not mentioned, right? Shomer's chinam, or any shomer, cannot say, I'm not going to be chayav if I'm posheya. That he can't say. Right? That he can't say. I'm not going to swear, I don't have to pay if it died, if it got stolen. All these things that you chayev or shomer sachar is chayev on gneva. I'm only watch it, but I'm not paying. I'm not paying if it gets stolen. I'm not doing that. The Torah said yes. We'll make a condition that you can do, but you can't make a condition on chayev van posheya. It's not in the Mishnah.
But
right.
What's the condition going to be? If I do something on purpose, I'm not chayiv.
What?
That's ridiculous.
That's exactly what the Meiri says. No, but it's a ridiculous thing to nobody's going to. I'll watch it, but I'm not going to be responsible if I misuse it.
Something.
It's ridiculous. Then you know what? I'll find someone else.
Right.
You want to tell me you don't want to make shavuos? I live with that. You want to pay if it gets stolen? I live with that also.
Because it's your own prerogative.
Exactly. But to say I'm going to make a condition with you. That you're not chayav b'poshea, it's ridiculous, right? Okay.
But every contract you ever sign says
you're not responsible. Right. Now, we said, v'chol amas ha'torah tanai batal. Any condition you make that goes against the Torah, it's batal. How does that jive with the first half of the Mishnah? Well, Gemara will talk about that. V'chol tanai, sheyesh maisa b'tchilaso, tanai batal. That's a quirk. Any tnai that the maisa comes before the condition is also batal. What does that mean? So look at Rashi in the second line, the second skinny line. Called tnai sheish ba maisa b'tchilaso. So like this: shehiktim maisa she'alav lasos l'tnai shehu shoel mimenu. You promise the maisa before the condition. Kigon hare maisa zeh shalacha im taseh davar ploni. I'll do this if you do that. The low dummy l'tanai l'benegad u'benei Ruvain. That's not like the tanai of the benegad u'benei Ruvain. That it says this im yavru, if you cross over unasatem hainu tanai. That's the tanai. And what was the ma'isa? The ma'isa was in you fight. Kod de ma'isa, right? And then there's another one by Yaakov Avinu im tasel yadavra zeh ashuva eretz onecha. The Tanai has to come before the Maisa. Okay? Fine.
How about a
Lazar's Tanai? What was it, a Tanai? 1 second. She'ef shalo l'kaimo basofo. V'chol she... Yeah. V'chol she... V'chol she'efsher lo l'kayimu basofo, and any time it's possible to be mekayimit, v'his ne'imu b'tchilaso, and you make a tanai kayim, the condition is invalid. However, if it's a condition that you cannot fulfill, like I will walk to the moon, or some condition like that, then the tanai is batal, but the mice is still kayim. So I marry you on condition I'm going to walk to the moon. I give you a ring, however, on condition I walk to the moon. And we're married. Because the tanai is impossible to do, so there's no tanai.
Right.
Okay? Very good. Now the Gemara says, Amai, how could you make all these tanais? I'm not going to be chayiv, I'm not going to swear, all these tanais that Shomer made, that the Mishnah said you're allowed to do that. Masta masha kasa batorahu. It violates the second half of the Mishnah. V'chol ha-masta masha kasa batorah, tanai batal. So the Gemara says, you know what the answer is? Hamani, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehudahi, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who said, "Bedavar sheb mamon." When it comes to money, tanai kayim, you can make any tanai you want. When it says that you're not allowed to violate a tanai, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's only a tanai that doesn't have to do with money. We can make any deal we want, any arrangement we want has to do with money. I can't make a tanai. I'm not gonna if I'll marry you on condition that you don't keep Shabbos, something like that. That you can't make a tanai like that. It goes against the Torah. But a tanai that has to do with money, I'm not gonna swear. I'll watch that item. I'm not swearing. I'm not coming to bed for you. I'm not doing that. Otherwise, I'm not going to watch it for you. That you can do. Why? It has to do with money. D'tanya, homily isha, if a guy says to a woman, hare amikudeshesli, marry me, almanas, on condition she ain't lecha alai, share ksus v'ona. I'm not going to do for you, share ksus v'ona. What's share? Share is food. Ksus is clothing, which are both money. And ona is relations. So ona you can't get out of. It's not nothing to do with money. Right? So, hareze mikudeshes, you're married, utnai batal divei Reb Meir. You're married and the tanai is batal. So the question is, why is the tanai batal? It should be, you can't make a tanai, and you're not married. Why is the tanai batal? Why are you married? I'll marry you on condition, I'm not giving you a nickel.
Says her mayor, you're married and you have to give her a nickel. So why are you married? It should be that you're not married. You didn't fulfill the Tanai. According to her mayor, you can't fulfill the Tanai. So why are you married? You hear the question? We did this once before. So the answer is, so there's two answers. Tosva says, because since the Tanai is not valid, it's as if there's no Tanai. A little bit circular.
Why is she married?
What?
Because
I gave you a ring. I said, Rebbe Kadeshesli. Rebbe Kadeshesli. Ala Tanai, it's not a Tanai. So if it's not a Tanai, it's not a Tanai. And then you marry without a Tanai.
Yeah,
so what's this? So you hear what I'm saying?
So how are we tying this
thing
together?
Right.
So how are we tying this thing together? I mean,
One second. Okay. Patience. That's only Rebbe Meir. So you hear why you married? Because I made a Tanai, which doesn't exist. So it's as if there's no Tanai. Like that nice Jewish logic, right? makes sense. Think about it. Makes sense. There's no Tanai. Why is there no Tanai? Because you're not allowed to make a Tanai like that. That goes against the Torah. So it's as if you didn't say anything. Therefore, you're married. Others say, the Ritva says, the Rajba says, that you didn't really mean to make such a Tanai like that. You just were exaggerating. Okay. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'davar Shebamamon Tanai Kayim. When it comes to money, the Tanai is Kayim. So Sher Ksus V'Ona, two out of those things are money things. You're right. You don't have to do them. You don't have to give share. You don't have to give. So only you can't deny because the Torah said you have to have relations and it has nothing to do with money. So you can't get out of that. What do you see? What do you see from here? You see that, according to Yehuda, a Tanai that has to do with money is batal. It is valid. It's valid. So to our Mishnah, the Tanai that has to do with money is valid. Umi Matzah Smokvalak of Yehuda, says the Gemara, is it possible to say that this Mishnah goes like of Yehuda? Eima Seifa. Look at the second half of the Sefer. Look at the second half of the Mishnah. What did it say? Call Tanai Hamasta Hamasha Katsa Batorah Tanai Batal. According to Yehuda, that's not true. That statement is not true.
According to Rabbi Meir.
According to Yehuda, it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda said that a Tanai that has to do with money.
It agrees with
Rabbi Meir. Exactly. But you can't say the first half is Rabbi Yehuda and the second half is Rabbi Meir. So you might say, Asan Rabbi Meir? What, the second half is Rabbi Meir now? It can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said a Tanai that has to go to get the Torah, if it's money, is valid. The Mishnah makes a blanket statement. Any Tanai is no good. That can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Asan Rabbi Meir? So Gemara says, no. Hello, Kasha. La'olam Rabbi Yehuda hi. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Sefer that said that Kol Masha Masa Kazar Torah is Tanai Batal, that's Sefer Medavar She'eno Shel Mamon. Yes, it's not a monetary, not a non-monetary Tanai. Everyone agrees it's Batal. That's what the Mishnah means in the second half. When it says no Tanai is good, it means a lot of money Tanai. So you can make it make sense. You hear what's going on? You confused?
No.
No, you good?
So it's talking about the Shua here is not a monetary thing.
No, it is. It is a monetary thing. It's about money. I'm not going to swear, therefore I'm not going to have to pay you. It's not 100% monetary. Then the second half said, yeah, but any masne, any condition, any tanai is batal. Right, that's not a monetary one. So it could be Rabbi Yehuda. One second, Eima Seifa, but it says another thing. It says, kol tanai, sheyesh bo maisa b'tchilaso, tanai batal. Any tanai that the maisa comes first is batal. Man shemasme l'itzle haisvar, who said that? Rabbi Meir. That's also Rabbi Meir. Why? Now, the Tanya, Abba Chalafta Ish Kvar Chunya Omar Mishum Reb Meir. This is Reb Meir. Tanai Kodem L'Maisa, Harei Zet Tanai. Maisa Kodem L'Tanai, if the Maisa precedes the Tanai, Eino Tanai. It's not a Tanai. Right?
How could you have that? Because the Tanai would not be Chal.
Exactly. So, right?
You can't even have a case like that.
You can't. You sure you can. If...
Before the
Tanai? Yeah. Fight for me, and then I'll give you the land. Like I've been a Gadam Nehru. It's not what they said. It's not what Moshe Rabbeinu said. He said, if you fight, then I'll give you the land. So the Maisa comes first. By the way, it doesn't say anywhere that Rabbi Huda argues on this. But the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Huda argues on it. I saw one of the Rishonim said, because there is a Tana that argues on the Rameir there, wherever this Gemara appears, somewhere else, and the normal, the general, Bar Plukta of Rameir is of Yehuda. So it must be Yehuda argues on this point. Doesn't say anywhere he argues. But it must be he argues. So So how could the half the Mishnah be Rabbi Meir and half the Mishnah be Rabbi Yehuda? It's impossible. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela kula Rabbi Meir hi. This whole Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. If the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, how do you explain the first half? For shiny hacha, it's different by Shomrim. Why? The meikara lo shabud nafshe. He was not shibud nafshe. What does that mean? He was not shibud nafshe. He did not agree to be a shomer except in this way.
He took on more.
What?
He took on more for himself.
Now, what does that mean? How is that different than what we said before?
Right.
So Rashi, the long Rashi here. Let's go. Let's do the Rashi. It's Rashi says. The Rashi of Resha Filutema, right? Resha Diktani Masna Shomer Chinam Lihipater Mishvua Reb Meir. The Resha that said that you don't have to make a Shvua, you can make a condition not to swear, that's Reb Meir. Reb Meir said any condition is no good. Vahai Lav Masna Masha Kasar Batorahi. You're not really going against the Torah. Ella Sha'amar Lo. I only want to be a shomer on these terms. Now, well, how is that not going against the Torah? The Torah has different terms.
What's it? Because you changed the conditions of a shomer.
Correct. V'shomer, lo nachis l'shmira, a shomer is not considered a shomer, ad demashich lebehema, until I watch the thing for you. Until you drop it off for me to watch it, I'm not a shomer. V'hai, ki mashach, when you do drop off that item, I already made a condition with you. I'm not going to take it unless I don't have to swear. There's like a hair splitting here a little bit. No? If below shibud nafshe liyir b'torah shomer elamixas, you only are agreeing to be a shomer halfway. In what way? I'll watch it. But I'm not, and there's no consequences if something happens to it. Right? Except for pshia, that you can't get out of. V'lama ulamashi yarad, whatever you agree to, you agree to. Avalamakadash as a isha, when it comes to a woman, mechi amar la harem mikudeshesli, when you say harem mikudeshesli, it's kachala. You're married, that's it, it's over. Aye, v'chi amar la amanash, she'en lecha alai, matna amasha katsa batora. Aye, I don't want to give you any money. I'm only marrying you on condition that we ignore. Why? There ain't ishus l'chatzoyin. There's no such thing as half an ishus. Right? V'chi tafis kedushin l'gamri tafis. When you give a woman a ring and you say arayim b'kudeshetli, it's all the way. I made a condition. Doesn't make a difference. The condition goes out the window. I, by a shomer, we allow that? Oh, because by a shomer, you can make a half a shomer. Right? V'havi matna mashakasa b'torah. Right? You like that answer of Rashi? What's the difference between a shomer and an isha? By an isha, we don't allow the conditions. Why? Because we say, no, ain't isha to the chatzoyin, and therefore you're fully married, conditions go out the window. By a shomer, no, I'm only saying it before I take the items, and therefore it's a condition, the governing terms, and I'll say, shomer for half, such a thing. What kind of answer is this?
It's more permanent, yeah.
Right? You think it's a good answer?
I'll say the comparison.
What?
The comparison is a bigger problem than the answer.
Why?
I agree.
What
does
the apple
want
to know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The only comparison you have is conditions.
Right.
By the shomer, if that's the condition, then what do I need a shomer for? Let the animals just roam by themselves.
So Rabbeinu Chanan says it's exactly what you're saying over here. That's exactly not what Rashi says. You're not even really a shomer.
Right.
You want to leave it by me? Leave it here. But I'm telling you now, I'm not taking responsibility.
So
I'm not even really a shomer. When it comes to a woman, I want to marry this woman.
Right.
I want to do it. Exactly. Shomer, I don't want to do it. You asked me. You came to me. I didn't come to you. Right? You came to me. So by a woman, I want to marry her. So I'm doing the action. I really want that woman. I don't want to pay any money. I'm a cheapskate. You know what? You can't have a condition like that. That makes sense. When it comes to a shomer, they're not even really a shomer. What are you? I'll leave it here.
It's not like you just changed the conditions of what a shomer is.
Correct. Marashi is this.
You just gave an example. You park your car in my garage.
Right.
I need to park my car in your property.
Right.
Park your property. Get stolen.
Right.
I wasn't watching. I was
exactly.
Doing it.
Exactly. You're not really a shomer. Rashi gives a whole thing, a whole lumdis, mechatzi. It doesn't come onto all that. It's a very difficult Rashi. Right, Mati's example is a great example. I'll park my car in your garage, I need a spot, your driveway. Do what you want, I'm not responsible.
Right.
So you're not allowed to say that? You're master of Ashtar Chasim HaTorah? Of course not. Right, of course not.
You don't become a Shomachino.
Exactly.
But you technically are. If somebody says he can do it, but you change conditions.
Yeah, but if you're saying that I'm not taking resenting responsibility, what kind of Shomer are you? You can't even classify.
So there is exactly. That's the other.
Isn't the
Shomer
Midaraisa?
What?
No kind of Shomer.
Yes, yes. The Shomer is Doraisa. What? So Rabbeinu Chanan says you're not really a Shomer even. I want to leave my car in your driveway. Ah, do what you want. I'm not responsible. You're not allowed to say that. I'm a Shomer Chinam. Of course not. Now the Shomer Chinam that works. Shomer Sachar. You want to pay me to watch your? I'll pay. You want me to pay? I'll pay you to watch the car. Yeah, but I'm not gonna take my responsibility if it's anything gets stolen. How do you get out of that one? Good. To get the same kind of answer.
Use the same example. You can park in my garage, it costs $100 a month.
Right.
And I'm not taking responsibility.
I'm not taking responsibility for anything. Exactly. So you're not really a Shomer. Now, that Rashi will give one answer. The Ben Chanan will give another answer. One more answer by the Ritva. The Rashi gives a very very interesting answer. He says the only time you're not allowed to violate the Torah is where the Torah itself gives an Isser not to violate it. For example, the Torah says, when you marry a woman, lo yigara, you're not allowed to detract from her. So you can't make a tana that goes against that. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says you're not allowed to be a good shomer. There's no pasuk that says that. He gives another example. He says it says that you're not al tonu. You can't rip off somebody. No, I'm going to make a condition. I'll sell it for you. I'm only selling it for you on condition you mask him. I'm ripping you off.
Yeah.
I want that item so badly, I'll pay. And he can't do that. Why not? Why is that different than a Shomer? Because the Torah says not to do that. By a Shomer, it doesn't say that. He gives one more example. By Shvius, you can't, the loan, the loan gets canceled. I'm only going to lend you the money on condition it doesn't get canceled. By Shvius. Torah says you can't do that. How could you make a condition? Yes. But by Shomer, there's no pasuk. There's no pasuk that says that. There's no pasuk that says, and by the way, if a guy wants to make a condition, no pasuk that says that. So therefore, by Shomrim, you can make conditions. That's the Ritva's answer. So three different answers.
Yeah, but we have exceptions to those rules also.
Yeah?
No true pros.
Right.
Keep going.
Right. But those aren't conditions. Those are just loopholes.
Sounds similar to
you. Okay. Tana. Umas the Shomer Sachar Leos Kishoel. You can make the other condition that a Shomer Sachar will be like a Shoel, Chayav and everything. B'mai, B'dvarim. Here you're going out of your way, you're being more Machmer. Before you're being more Makel. Now you're being more Machmer. How does that happen? B'dvarim? With just words? What's the big Shiloh? Why not with words? Right? Because you're making more Chiyuvim on yourself.
Words are word, huh?
What? Right? Amar Shmuel, no, but Shekhanim Yod, you got to make some kind of kinyan. That I'm only Shomer Sachar, but I'm going to have the condition, the rules of a Shoel, such Machmer. Even if you don't make a kinyan. Bahu hana, the Kanafik Lekala, the Inish Mehemnahu, Karma Bashiba Nafshe. What happened? Everybody, the word got out. Wow, what a Shomer this guy is. He'll take a job, he'll be like a Shoel. And everyone's like, well, this guy. Right, this guy's going to be responsible for anything, like a Shoel. You know what? That's enough. That's enough of a kinyan. Like a kinyan. Like everybody knows, that becomes on that smach. The it'll be chal. Then we said v'chol she'efshal l'kayimah b'sofo. Amar tavla. Amar rav zu divrei Behuda ben Tema. That's he said that. Av chachamim omrim afal pi she'efshal l'kayimah b'sofo. This of mechiloso tanai kayim. The tanai works, right? And by the way, and if you're not mekayim the tanai, The ma'aseh becomes bottle. That's what they hold. The Tanya, this is your get. Almanas shatay l'rikia. On condition, I go to the moon. Almanas shatay dil tom. On the condition, I go to the depths of the sea. Which you can't do that. You're not some deep sea. Almanas shatabali kana shalmei ama. I'll bring you a reed of 100 amas long. No such thing. Almanas shatavi yisay ama gadol baraglecha. On condition, I walk across the ocean with my feet.
The U cross,
right, which is not possible, right? Neskayim atanai harezeh get. If you fulfill the tanai, it's a valid get. Lo neskayim atanai in a get. Very good condition. It can't be done. Finally, you won't be divorced. Very simple.
He just basically told him to take a hike.
Exactly. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, kazeh get. It is a good get. Why is it a good get? Because he made a condition that's ridiculous. Klal Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, kol she efshal l'kayim v'sofo. If it's impossible, it's impossible. V'hisnu lo b'tchilatso, and you made a, right? Eino ela kimafliga v'kasher. You're just being silly. You're just exaggerating. Now, what about things that we don't know if they're possible or not? I don't know. Right? Amar of Nachman, Amar of Av, Halacha, Kibbutta ben Tema, we pass it that way. Amar of Nachman, Beitzchak, Masnitz, and Amideka, the Mishnah itself says that. Diktani, Kol She'efshol, L'kaimo, B'sofo. If it can be done in the end, Vithnol, M'tchiloso, Tanai Kayim. The Tanai is Kayim. Ha'i efshol, L'kaimo, B'tanai, Ha'i efshol, L'kaimo. If you can't, Tanai Batal, Tanai's Batal, Shvamina. Tosos asks, what would Nachman by Yitzchak add? The Mishnah said the black and white. Like, okay. Anyway, Hajin Allah Hasachar Sapolim, Hajin Allah Hasachar Sapolim, Hajin Allah Hasachar S Hapolim. Good? Okay. Next Mishnah. Hashol Es Hapara. Somebody borrows a cow. Which you're allowed to do. Such a thing this whole parak now is talking about shoals. Vishal Bailo Ima. And you borrow the Baal together with the Shomer. With the owner. In other words, I come like this. Can I borrow your lawnmower? And maybe you can come help me with the lawnmower. Help me on my lawn. I said, yeah, no problem. I'm a neighbor. Right? I need to borrow your lawnmower. I need you also to come help me. So, in that case, Sochar Baal Imo. Even if I rent the lawnmower from you. And then, by the way, I'll rent you also. I need your help. I'll give you $20 for the hour. Come help me. Shal Bailim. If I ask you to come help me, Oscharon, or I rent you, V'yachar kach shol es hapara, and then afterwards I rent the para, umesa, and then it drops dead, potter, I'm potter. Why? Because the Torah has an out called Baal of Imo. If the owner is with you while you're doing work, you are potter. What are you potter for? That's a big machlokas, right? Gneva and Aveda, you're potter. Pshia, that's going to be machlokas in the Gemara. What about if you're Pshia and the guy's with you? Right? That's going to be machlokas in the Gemara. Why is there such a thing as Baal of Imo? There really isn't any answer. It's a chok. We don't know why should that be.
Because you assume the guy who you bought it from knows how to work it, knows the controls, it doesn't want to get it damaged.
But right, we're talking about an animal. So if I ask you, can I borrow your animal? I need you also to help me with the animal. Yeah, kid, it's a two-man job. Yeah, I'll come over. Don't worry. Sunday afternoon, I got nothing to do. I'll come help you for an hour. No problem. And the job's dead. So normally, the show is chayef. No, the owner was there, you potter.
Yeah, because he knows how to work the animal, and he's not going to damage his own property. You're a lot less responsible than other people's stuff.
The problem is you're going to see as we go through this rule of Baal of Imo is so complicated. And even if the owner's working in another place. But, right? So, Shneimer, like it says, in Baal of Imo, lo yishalim. If the Baal was there, you don't have to pay. Aval shol es hapara. But if you borrow a para, v'achach shol es habal, and then at some other point, not at the same time, at some other point, then you ask the owner to come help you. Oh, scharno, you rented. Umeita, now it died. Chayev, now you're chayev. Shneimer, why? Because the pasuk says the opposite. Pasuk says, Baal of Ein Imo, and if the Baal is not with you, Shnayim Yishalim, then you have to pay. Shalim Yishalim, you have to pay. Right? A little Rashi on top. Afal pi.
Why does he have to say this whole Baal of Nishalim?
Exactly. The Gemara is going to get to that tomorrow. The whole thing's redundant, right?
Right.
So funny. The Torah says so little. We always met, and here the Torah says, well, it goes out of its way to say both. Yeah. Right? So Rashi is on top. Ashmi'inon, Afal pi, Shoyimo b'shatz unte. He was there when the accident happened. He was there. Lo have she'ela babailim le'iftere. It's not considered Baal b'imo. Why? Because you got them at two different stages. Which is a kasha on what you said, Mati. Why should that make a difference? If he's there now. No, but he came later. I asked him later, right? Laftu elim kin ha'imo b'shatz she'ela. He has to be there by the shatz she'ela. What reason for that? Tyre Farish Gemara. The Gemara doesn't talk about that. Now, says the Gemara, Midiktani Seifa, it said in the Seifa, V'achach Shol Es Hapara, and then later, at some later stage, you get the para. First I hire you to help me, Then there's, oh, I need an animal. Also, like 2 hours later, we're sitting, looking at each other. Oh, I need the animal. All right, I'll lend it to you. Don't worry about it. Then it's not a kesher b'ayla b'imo. Why? Because you already have the baal by you. Right? Michlal, that implies that the resha, the ktani, ima mamish. When is the baal of imo? When mamish, the baal and the animal come at the same time. So imo mamish, mimish gachetla, that's impossible. It's impossible for them to come at the same time. Why? Because para, the meshicha, the para has to take, when is the para, when do I take possession of the para? When I move it to my possession. When do I take possession of you? Bidvarim. When I say, hey, let's go. Come over. It's impossible for it to happen at the same time.
So that's the only time we ever have to have Bidvarim works?
What? Well, I mean, I'm hiring you to help. Ask me to help me. You say, yeah, no problem. I'll help you. No problem. I'll help you. Where's the lawnmower? Oh, it's in the garage. Let me go get it. So when do I take possession, so to speak, of the lawnmower? When I take possession of it. Meshicha, whatever it is. When do I take possession of you? Not at the same time. So it's not by Levimo. It can't be by. They never have a case of by Levimo.
Why do you need a kinyan here altogether? I don't understand. It's a loan. Why do you need a kinyan?
Because we said in the Sefer that if you borrow the lawnmower,
right,
and then 3 hours later you realize, I don't know how to work this lawnmower, I gotta ask the guy to come help me.
Right.
And then you ask him to come help you, it's right. Not by Levimo. Why not? Because they weren't there at the same time. Even though it breaks, and the guy's sitting there right next to you.
I agree, but what kind of machine?
So 1 second. So what do you see from here? That the only way that could be by Levimo is if you and the lawnmower and the lender come at the same time.
Right.
That's not possible. Because
right.
When do you take possession of, not a Kenyan, when is the lawnmower in my when is the lawnmower my responsibility? When it's still in your garage?
You're saying
of course not. When it's in my possession.
So,
otherwise, I'm not responsible.
I was being a shomer.
When is it my possession? When it's in my possession. It's still by you. I'm not responsible. What if it's in transit? I don't know. But it's still by me, I'm not responsible. When do you become when are you considered even with me? When I tell you, hey, come on, I'll come over. Never at the same time. That's the Gemara's question. So, Ibai, Thema, you can give one answer. First of all, you go into Kaim Par Bechatzer or the Shaw. Now, the lawnmower is already in my possession. Why is it there? I don't know, because you stored it by me.
I stored it in my
ship. Right? There is no Mashiach. It's already in my possession. Ibai Yisema, another answer. The Amar Lei, the Shoel says to the owner, Ad Gufech Lo Tishal Ad Chas Mashiach Parascha. I don't want you to be considered part of my. I didn't borrow you until I borrowed the cow. So it should come at the same time. So if it drops dead, I'm not Chayiv. Okay. Now, Tanan Hassam, this Gemara, it looks like it's long, but it's very easy, because it's just Pesukim. Tanan Hassam, we learned before, yesterday, the day before, Arba Shomim, there are four Shomim. Shomachinam, Shoel, Nasocher, Vesocher. Shomachinam, Nishbal, Akol. Shomachinam, swears on everything. Vashoel, Moshalim, Ezekol. Shoel pays for everything. Nosisocher, Vasocher, Nishbor, Ala Shavura. They have to pay, Shavura means, what? Yeah, it got broken on some kind of accident, and Shavuya, right? Shavuya here means, how did they treat the Shavuya?
Got captured,
Vala Mesa or death. And they pay for Gneva and Aveda, but not Hanimili. How do you know all that? So, in Parshas Mishpatim, there are three Parshas that deal with Shomer. The third parsha says v'chi yishal ish is the lashon of borrowing. That we know for sure is a borrower. The other two parshas never say what kind of shomer it is. They never say, but the rules are different. So the Tanur Rabbanan, parsha rishona nemar b'shomer chinam. The first parsha the Gemara says is talking about a shomer chinam, right? And I'll just read you Rashi. Rashi, it's a long Rashi. We don't have time to read the Rashi. Rashi says it just deposits ki yishal ish b'ayu kesef okel lishmar. If I give you something to watch. That's a Shomer Chinam. Shnia, Shomer Sachar. The second one is a Shomer Sachar. The second one says that it says, Kitin Ishla Yeo Chamor Oshar, Oseh, Chayiv Al Gnevo Pater Ala Unsin, B'Shavua. It says the Chsiv, V'not V'meis Onishbar Onishbe, Shavu Sashem Tiye, V'im Gonav Yigonav Yishal. That's the key. The second one says, if it gets stolen, you have to pay. Shomer Chinam doesn't have to pay. So the second one is a Shomer Chinam. It's a Shomer Sachar. Shlish is, it's a Shoel. The third one is a Shoel. It says straight out, V'chi Yishal. fish lama shlishes b'shalom aforish ki yish al ishes ishir meyim reyehu v'nish baromeis balavimo balavimo im balav einimo yishalim yishalim. Right, that's for sure a shoel. El rishona shomer chinam shnia shomer sachar epachana. Maybe it's all the way around. No, mistabra shnia b'shomer sachar. It makes more sense to say that the second one talking about shomer sachar shechin chayev b'gneiv v'aveda. It says, because we know Shomer Sachar is chayiv in Geneva v'Aveda, and the second one said, so it says, Adarabba, Rishonim Shomer Sachar. The first one should be a Shomer Sachar. Meshem, Shekain, Meshad, Shlomei, Kefil, Betar, and Tainas, Ganav. Shomer Sachar, if a Shomer claims that an Adam got stolen, and he really stole it, becomes it got stolen, right? Then he has to pay kefil, right? Shkem Meshad Shlomei Kefil, but Torrentine is Ganav, right? that chumrah, that if a guy claims that it got stolen and really he stole it, you have to pay kefil. Shouldn't that apply to a Shomer Sachar? Why should it apply to a Shomer Sachar? Because Shomer Sachar is more machmir. That should apply to a Shomer Sachar. A Shomer Chiyah is not Chayav in Geneva. So why make him pay Kefil if he lied? So he lied, so what? Why should he pay Kefil for that? So Gemara says, no, that logic makes no sense. Afilu hachi, karna below Shvua, paying Karen without a Shvua is adifa mikfeila b'Shvua. It's better than paying Kefil with a Shvua. In other words, the first case, the first parasha talking about a Shomer Chinam, come back and say, where's the item? And you lie and say it got stolen. What if it did get stolen? What if he didn't lie? It got stolen. The answer is you're putter. Why? Shomer Chinam's putter on. What if you lied? In that one case, you're chayiv. Why? You really lied. Because you stole it yourself. So you're a thief. Shomer Sachar, who's hired paid, the guy comes and says, no, where's the Adam? It got stolen. He wants to make kefil. He has to pay Karen. In every case, he has to pay Karen. Whenever he says it got stolen, he has to pay Karen. So if he lies and says, no, I really stole it, is it such a far-fetched chiddush to say that he has to pay kefil? In other words, the first case, which says that if you're towing Tainas Ganef and you really stole it, you have to pay kefil, that's talking about a Shomer Chinam, who normally never has to pay on Geneva. Second case is talking about a Shomer Zachar, always has to pay on Geneva. He never gets out of it. How much did he have to pay? Karen! It got stolen! Okay, here it is, I paid you the money, it got stolen. I'm paid watchman, under my watch it got stolen. Okay, I tell you, I'm sorry. I have to pay. That's worse. Therefore, the second case is talking about a Shomer Sachar. Teda, I'll prove to you that's true. The Hashoel, because a Shoel, Kol Hana Shalo, he gets every Hana. Veda Mishalim Ala Karen. Well, he has to pay Karen. Shoel says it got stolen. That's a big kefil. Now, Hashoel Kosh Hana Shalo, every Hana belongs to a Shoel, for a boy, Mizoni, but he has to feed the animal. The answer is no, the Kaim of Agam, it's in an Agam where it has plenty to eat over there. For her boy Natira, but it has to be watched. No, Manata Masa, there's a watchman in the city. V-boy Sema, Lotema Kalan Ashal, El Rovan Ashalo. Really, Rovan Ashal gets Rovan Ashal, right? V-boy Sema, Bishalas Caleb, it is Caleb, where there's no depreciation, there's no work, just put the Caleb there. Now, no, Sisacha Vasacha and Ishborn Allah Onsin, Allah Shavura, they have to swear on a Shavura, Vela Shavuya, and on a Shavuya. Follow Mesa and on Mesa, Umashalman is Aveda is a Gneva. Bishlama Gneva, Dixavim, Gonavi, Gonav, Meimo, Yishalam, Ibala. You have to pay for a Gneva. El Aveda Menolam. Had enough to pay for Aveda? Titania. In Gonavi, Gonav, Eliel Gneva. Aveda Menaya. What about Gneva? What about Aveda? Tamalam, and Gonavi, Gonav, Yikalmakom. No matter what. Ha, Nichalamandam, Alamri, and Dibratar, Klashim, and the other. That's only makes sense if you say the Torah is not written like normal people. Elamandam, and Dibratar, Klashim, and the other. So that extra word, Michael and Meimar, what's it going to tell me? A gneva, which is partly your fault. You chayiv on that. So aveda shekrovel pshia lo kolshkin. So aveda, which is much more your fault, for sure. The idach. And what about the other one who said that the double lashon? What's wrong with the kavachomer? Milsa the issi be kavachomer. Tarcha kasev lakra. Something that could be written in the kavachomer. The Torah goes out of its way and writes it anyway. Why does the Torah write it? Why would the Torah do that? You don't find that by any other limud. A gzeirah shava, the Torah wrote it anyway, only by Kalva Chomer. So B'nai Sascha says, because the Kalva Chomer is your logic. So you think it's such a big shot. I came up with this by myself. I logically figured it out. comes along the Torah, and I'm going to write it anyway, because it's the Torah. And even though your logic is wonderful and everything, it's, your reason why we keep mitzvahs is because the Torah said so, not because you're logical. So the Torah, by Kal Vachomer, the Torah says, unbelievable part. Vashol Mashalim Eitzal Kol, Bishlom HaShavur Meitzah Dechziv, Ki Yishal Yishbi Yemiyah V'nishbar Onimetz. El HaShavuya Bishol Menolam. What about Shavuya by Yishol? How do you know he's chayef in that? Well, the Chitim Menolam HaShavur Meitzah, we'll learn it out. Ma Shavura Umeitza Shekin Unza Desolak Adaitehu. It's a foreseeable damage. Tomer v'shivuya shekein unza delo salak adaitehu, which is not so foreseeable that it's going to break. Ella nemer shivu umesa b'shoel v'nemer shivu umesa b'shomer sachar. So learn that from a shomer sachar. Mash lahalan shivuya imo afkan shivuya imo. Just like by a shomer sachar, you have shivuya. So to by a shoel, you have shivuya. The Gemara says 1 second. Ikla mifrach mal shomer sachar shekein liftar. By a shomer sachar, you're putter on that. All these things you're putter on. Tomer b'shoel shekein chayiv. You tell me chayiv. Ella k'rab nasan. The verb nasan's vart. The tanya of nasan omer. O l'rabos shivuya. It says the word o. The o breaks it up, right? Hi o miboyle lechalik. I need o for another thing. I need o to tell me that it's broken up. Talking about that, I would thought adi misdarbu umesa. It says o shavura o mesa. You have to have both. One or the other, you're not going to be chayef. How could the O teach me another thing?
It's either one.
Right. Lo mechayef, kamash malan. Hot. Hanicha le Rabbi Yochanan. El Rabbi Yonathan. El Rabbi Yoshe Michael and Neymar. The Tanya, we're going to stop here. Now we get into a whole thing about Ish Asher Yekal Es Aviv the Es Imo. You have to curse both of them? Or only one of them is enough? Just like over here. Did both things have to happen to be a shawl to be chayef? Have to die and get broken? Or one's enough? So that's a machlokas, how you read the Torah, and that'll go into tomorrow's daf. Right. So everybody have a good day, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Can we start early tomorrow?
Yes, we are.
6:00.